dance with me.
We should have been in an NFC championship, and now we should be one of the prohibitive favorites in the NFC.
Pretty damn good.
To have everything kind of in place, it allows you to plan a little bit better, I think.
We'll look at all options as we go forward.
I trust that Goody has finally figured out the formula and the way that he wants to go about things in drafting.
These draft picks need to hit.
We have 11 right now. I'd love to end up with 13, 14 or more.
Packers are basically leaning their Super Bowl chances on the fact that Goody hits another draft.
Cooper DeJean is a heck of a football player.
Here he comes. Cooper DeJean cuts it back. He scores.
Chop Robinson.
Denied. Oh, he got planted. Chop Robinson chopped him down.
I haven't been able to figure out Braylon Allen.
Hand it off to Allen. And second effort. He gets the first down. Bounces off a defender. It's
tomorrow starts with me. Caleb Williams is being compared to the prospect of Andrew Luck, Trevor Lawrence, Joe Burrow.
You're talking it, you got to back it up. And he certainly has the talent to do it.
I think the best player in the draft is probably Harrison from Ohio State.
I mean, after the first two picks, things could get wild.
I think they're going to move in some way, either on day one or day two.
He's moved a lot in the first round before.
This stuff never goes as you think it will. And there's always little curveballs that come along and things that change.
I don't think they're going to use all five of their day one, day two picks.
I just think the future is really bright.
The guys who have been the can't miss guys, I think.
To make it to the highest level in your sport, it's awesome and it's a blessing.
It'll happen again this year, you'll see.
Our guys are going to get to work.
But the Gutmanner.
We believe in the draft. It's the biggest part of it.
The Green Bay Packers select.
Tomorrow starts with me and you and you. Tomorrow starts with me and you and you. Tomorrow
the Thursday
with me
edition.
And you and you. Tomorrow starts
the draft day edition. The Mark Tauscher no matter what edition. And the Johnny Montage edition. Well done, Jesse. Of William Tauscher. A 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison. 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and of course everything you need on WisconsinOnDemand.com and the Wisconsin On Demand app. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay, Jesse Nelson, who did such a good job on the montage that even Josh DiMaggio is complimenting him.
That's rare.
That's a sign that it was
wow.
Good. It does not happen. So Jesse's in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios and from his undisclosed location. The 224th pick in the 2000 National Football League draft. And a Packers Hall of Famer. It's Mark Tauscher. Tauscher, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, Jesse, so the big thing with the montage, obviously the clips from all of the cavalcade of stars that have been on ESPN Wisconsin, critical part to it. But it's all about the song selection. Like, if you get the song wrong, you're not going to get compliments from myself, Jason, and your archenemy, Josh DiMaggio.
You're Lex Luthor. And the song is, because you've had some good ones. That the one when you did the Jonas Brothers, What's a Man Gotta Do? That was really good.
That was the original. Love that one. Yeah.
That was great to get locked up by you. Yeah, that was great. Who is the artist on this one?
So this one is Diana Ross. Tomorrow is
Diana Rossini?
No, not Diana Rossini.
God.
Diana Ross is the performer on this one. Detroit's own.
Is Diana, what era was Diana Ross?
She was like the Supremes, so like her heyday was a while back.
70s?
She's still rocking, yeah.
The 1970s, okay.
Well, it is, again, congratulations to you. You've done a good job. I did see, though, had you gone on hiatus? Had it been a while since you'd done?
Well, you may recall, usually the draft is one of the most hyped montages of the year. You guys really love the draft montage.
We do. That's true.
Last year was chaos, because we actually spent, if you recall, 1 year ago, the majority of our draft day show was reacting to the Bucks losing the series to the Miami Heat. Because just chaos ensued after that Wednesday night. And they tipped it like 8:30 at night, so it was like up to 2 a.m., 3 a.m. We were reacting to the Bucks loss. And then the next day, that's all anybody wanted to talk about.
That was a hot potato game.
Rodgers was traded like 2 days before that. It was just a debacle last year. So we ended up taking a break from it last year. So it's been 2 years since we've had a draft montage. So glad we came back strong.
You came back strong. We are not getting through this show without doing our little yellow post-it note of who you want the Packers to take no matter what on draft day one, round one. Tonight they are slated to take the 25th overall pick. Whether or not they stay there or Goody manipulates the board, we'll have to wait and see. But we will unveil our no matter what post-it notes as we go along here this morning. Now, Tausch, take us inside, because you've told the story before, but not everyone listens every day. What is it like for a prospect on a day like this or over the three-day span, especially in your case where you had higher expectations than maybe the way it played out?
So, obviously tonight you have probably 40 to 50 guys that are thinking they're going to get drafted in tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And there's only 32 spots. So you're going to have some cats that are going to be disappointed. But for the most part, this weekend is all about how you go into it from a player standpoint mentally. And it's very easy 25 years later, 10 years later, to sit and tell Tanner Bordellini and Braylon Allen and all the guys that are going to get their dreams fulfilled of being selected to not get caught up. Don't watch every draft pick and get ride the wave. Go do what Joe Thomas did. Go get on a boat with your friends and family. Go fishing. And when somebody calls, great, I'm happy to be there. Can't do it. It's hard. But, man, mentally, it is a roller coaster. And as long as you just remember that it's just about getting the opportunity and don't get too caught up, even though there's hundreds of thousands, if not a millions of dollars difference in being selected in the first round compared to the sixth or seventh, as long as you just remember how hard you worked, be very appreciative and thankful for everybody that's been there with you, and just know that this is nothing but an opportunity, and you're going to do whatever you can to make it. That's how you look at it. That's how you should. But it is almost impossible to do it that way, because outside influences leak in, and you get caught up. And when people get drafted that you think you're better than, you use that, like Mel Kiper motivated me by not putting me in his book. You use every little thing you can to have your career. But these next 3 days, I just hope every player will just sit back and think, wow, I can't believe all this work and time that I've put in has led me to this place. Even if I'm disappointed, it's still an unbelievable opportunity.
So we will get to our post-it notes of who we think the Packers should pick. And by the way, if you don't know what we're referring to, it's from the 2014 classic, the cinematic historical film, not a documentary, Draft Day, starring Kevin Costner and Jennifer Garner, in which he is the general manager of the Cleveland Browns, and he starts draft day, the morning of, at home, drinking a cup of coffee, getting into an argument with his girlfriend, and writing down on a post-it note, Vontae Mack, the outside linebacker from Ohio State, no matter what, with his pick. He's starting the day with the seventh pick. Ends up trading up, blah de blah de blah. He ends up taking Vontae Mack with the number one overall pick, all because no one went to Bo Callahan's birthday party at the KK on the corner of Lake and Langdon. Now, we're going to put, instead of Vontae Mack, our names in there. We will do that coming up. But, Tausch, did we argue this morning? Were we disagreeing in our text back and forth?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Your idea of an argument and mine are two totally different things.
I'm aware. So
maybe we did. You'd have to tell me.
All right. So Dan Graziano, because I want you to tell this too, because and I'm not buttering you up. I'm just stating facts. I know you accuse me of being the butter up guy, which that irritates me too, but that's another story for another day. No, I speak the truth, and I say,
Jason,
if you're good at something, I tell you you're good at something. And maybe other people don't do that sort of thing.
Jason, my point is, you go in, you want to do a special on Sean Clifford. You want to have a Sunday article. You're going to go in there and you're going to start by saying, man, it's been impressive what you've been doing. You are the butter-up guy. You get guys guard down by buttering them up, getting them feeling real good about themselves, and then they think, well, this Wilde guy likes me. I could trust him that he's going to do a good job.
They can.
And
they can trust me.
But that's what you do. You're Johnny Butterup.
Here's my belief. Here's my core tenet.
Fair or not?
I'll answer in a second. I feel like anything you have to say, good or bad, you have to have the balls to say to the person's face. Obviously, the bad stuff is harder to do. But I have said things, for example, to the former starting quarterback that maybe people would be surprised that I said. But I firmly believe that. I don't want people talking mess about me behind my back. Have the guts to say it to my face, okay? So I try to follow that. But I also believe that if someone... Jesse, how many times do I compliment you? It's why you always side with me in arguments, right? Like, I really believe that it's important, and that's a theory that Tausch has, that you side with me because you're scared of me. But the bottom line is, I believe that if you do great, you should be told that. And there's a lot of people that don't do that enough. I try to overcompensate. Now, is that buttering up? Maybe. So let me butter you up or tell you the truth, however you view it. But you have talked for years about the importance of where you land in the draft, which team you go to, the situation, all that stuff factoring into whether you fail or succeed, beyond just your own talent. And so this morning on Get Up, Dan Graziano's out there saying that no one knows about any of these guys if they're going to be good or not. And he used the 2021 quarterback draft class as his prime example. Trey Lance, Zach Wilson, and he's right, because you know that the Jets thought, we've got our next great quarterback. And Zach Wilson turned out to be nothing close to that. Justin Fields had some moments, but he didn't turn out to be the guy in Chicago. And so, but that applies to everybody, including the seventh round offensive tackle from Wisconsin, who, had he been drafted by someone else, might not have had the career that he had. So how vital will it be tonight and tomorrow and Saturday for these guys who may be good enough to succeed in a lot of places, but not necessarily all? How much does that, where you go, the situation you're in, how much does that matter?
So I think on now, Thursday, Friday, it does not matter as much. Still matters, especially second and third.
Mm-hmm.
But I firmly believe when you get into Saturday, which is 4-7, it matters immensely, because your opportunity is going to be very short. Now, with the practice squad expanding, you get a little more time to show kind of your worth. But I guess perceptions get caught early. Coaches, GMs look at it and say, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, this guy can't play. So you can work through it, but it comes down to when someone drafts you, they believe in you. That's how we all as players view it. Whether or not that's accurate, if it's a seventh-round pick, I think they also look at it as, well, if it doesn't work, no big deal. You're not as invested as if you take a first, second, or third-round pick. But for most of us, and that includes first-round picks and second- and third-round picks, you're just going to get more opportunities to show. It does come down to, is this system a good fit for me? Is this coaching staff a good fit for what I do? The other players, how they, you know, there's a reason we say quarterbacks are force multipliers. Running backs can be too, is because they will also make your job easier, and they will also help you prolong your career. There are some guys, the Joe Thomases, you know, the Jonathan Ogdens, these elite Hall of Fame players, they'll play for all 32 teams.
Mm-hmm.
But for a lot of us, you get plugged in, and if it works, it's going to go, it's fine. And I don't want to, you know, kind of say, well, for me, I could have played anywhere else. I firmly believe I could have played at other places.
Mm-hmm.
But for the way things shook out, with the quarterback and the system and the coach that I had, it really helped elevate my career. If I had gotten drafted by Seattle, which is where I thought I was going to go, and all of a sudden they're going through quarterbacks and coaches and all this other stuff, I don't know if I have 11 years. I don't know. I know it was a perfect fit for me. And every player, is about 90% of us, it comes down to staying healthy, finding the right fit, and finding the right system that will help you play to your strengths and not everybody looking at your weaknesses, because we all have weaknesses. It's whether or not the staff and everybody else will find ways to play to your strengths more. And that, for almost everybody that gets drafted really after tonight, that's going to be a big part of their success as far as whether or not they have long NFL careers.
And let me butter up alert here. Let me be clear. While the situation was really important for you, and it worked out the way it did, it was also incumbent on you, when Earl Dotson's back locked up, to seize the opportunity and play well. Because if play like crap, it doesn't matter.
And you can't play for crap for very long either, especially as a late-round pick. It's got to be pretty immediate. And just, you were talking about that quarterback class that Gratz was talking about. Just think of this. If Carolina isn't desperate in trade last year, and the Chicago Bears are just sitting with the 9 pick this year, Justin Fields is still their quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Fields would play his fifth year. So even first-round picks, even quarterbacks that you would think are going to get the longest runway, it still comes down to situations and the right, how it all worked itself out. And if the Green Bay Packers lose in 1989 instead of win the last week, they got Troy Aikman playing. Troy Aikman's not a Hall of Fame quarterback. Brett Favre, so that's right. The beauty of this whole thing and how this all shakes out. But
yeah.
You just look at the Justin Fields component of this. Justin Fields has to be thinking, what the hell is Carolina doing? Now, he could have played better and made it a lot more difficult
for
the Bears to do what they're doing. But there's not a doubt in my mind the Bears would have rolled with Justin Fields another year, drafted somebody. And who knows, they ended up having a decent year, an average year last year, a little below average. And he probably would still be the quarterback if they weren't sitting at the one spot with a so-called generational talent that they have to take. And now Justin Fields is going to be scrambling to keep a job for the next 3 or 4 years.
Right.
That's how razor thin the NFL is if you're not one of those top 10% guys.
Right. And maybe Zach Wilson flames out no matter where he goes. But if he gets the Jordan Love treatment, which you think every quarterback should get, maybe Zach Wilson is being talked about 3 years later the way Jordan Love is. Maybe.
I'll say this. Jordan Love would have had no chance to succeed if he was put in Zach Wilson's shoes. 4 different coordinators, different all of this other stuff. That is if you're not elite of elite, which I don't think any of us thought Jordan Love was in the beginning of this. There was a process he needed to go through to get there. Zach Wilson is in the same boat. So that's why it does matter where you land, and stability of organizations and how they run things. There's a reason certain organizations usually aren't in the top 5 picks. And there's a reason the same old teams, typically, maybe with 1 year of an outlier, they're always in the top 10. And it ain't because they just keep getting the quarterback wrong. It's because they don't have the system in place or the support system to help a quarterback go. And you heard Peyton Manning's comments. I don't know if that's just Denver talk or Sean Payton talk, but that is in essence what he said. Zach Wilson had no chance because you kept mixing things up and you didn't get any stability, and that doesn't allow him to grow into being the player that Denver hopes that he could be.
Speaking of organizations that have stability and leadership and quality, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, where Gina Della's got things going on.
She's got a lot of things going on. You can turn your ordinary space into something extraordinary with brand new Pella Windows and Doors. The luxurious look, the sleek design, and the custom colors available are guaranteed to give your home the extra pop and to entertain and to keep you comfortable. It is the best of both worlds. Plus, getting the perfect windows and doors for your home. It's never been easier. I told you that my boy called me 2 days ago and was talking about, of course, I have Pella windows and doors in my house. The windows, fantastic. And it's never a better time to do it than right now. 0% interest for up to 60 months. 0% interest, which in today's landscape is unbelievable. I actually asked, how can they do that? I don't know. Call Gina. Get online. Go, I don't know how they're doing it, but they're doing it. And you have until May 10th to do it. Take ownership of your living space and make it a place worth living with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Your post-it note name, Vontae Mack, Cooper DeJean, Amarius Mims. Who you got? We'll talk about it next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and sponsored by American Family Insurance.
It is time. Now, you and I disagree. I love draft day. You think it's dumb, right? Is that a fair depiction?
The movie? No, I like. I told you I like it. It's completely fabricated, but
it's not a documentary.
I thought it was a really I love ball. So yeah, I thought the movie it brought ball into play. It had some personalities that we know that are on there. I enjoyed the movie. I thought it was entertaining.
Jesse,
but it's a dumb movie. Moneyball, okay. By the way, much better movie.
I would agree. I would say this is more of a guilty pleasure than Moneyball, which I just really enjoy. Jesse, where do you fall on Draft Day, the movie?
Better than I thought it would be for a movie about picking a player to join a team and never really seeing any football being played.
What do you mean? Vontae Mack eats Bo Callahan's lunch at the Horseshoe.
Sure. I mean, that, on like we're watching people watch film of a football game.
You're not wrong.
If you think about the premise, like, it's really kind of ridiculous that it would be entertaining. So the fact that it's entertaining at all, I think, is a win for draft day. So I think it's a fine movie. If it's not what I'm going to seek out as, like, a legendary sports movie. But
are you watching it if you're flipping through channels and it's on, yes or no? For me, it's yes.
Yeah, I'll put
am.
I'll put it on for a couple minutes, yeah. I'm not going to
let That's a no for me, dog.
It's not like grab the popcorn, holy smokes, draft day is on, we got to sit down and watch this entire thing.
No.
Will I watch the remainder of the scene we're in? Yeah, sure, probably.
It is not appointment
television. Shooter with Mark Wahlberg is the greatest flip-through, I can't stop watching movie. Like, Shooter is for sure that movie. Can't stop watching.
This is starting to feel like the Ed Helms Super Bowl preview.
No, we're not doing that today, but Jesse, write that down. That's a good little topic
Shooter.
For middle of June, early July. Shooter.
Hoosiers would be mine for that purpose. All right, so in the film, if you're uninitiated, first of all, you need to change that. Just set aside an hour and 45 minutes at some point in your life and watch the movie. It will not be the best movie you've ever seen. It'll probably be like Oppenheimer was for Tausch. Didn't live up to his expectations, would never watch it again, but was worth watching once.
Yep.
But in that film, Kevin Costner is the general manager of the Browns, and he has the courage of his convictions that Vontae Mack is the pick. Whether it's at number 7 or at number 1. It takes a while for that to occur in the film, but eventually he gets Vontae Mack. Played, by the way, in terms of great actors who we lost too soon, Chadwick Boseman is among them. Tragic, because he was fantastic. Now, put yourself in Kevin Costner's shoes. Or Goody's shoes, as it were. Goody's getting up this morning. He's heading to Lambeau Field. He grabs his post-it note, and he writes, whose name, no matter what? Does he write Cooper DeJean? Does he write Amarius Mims? Does he write Graham Barton?
Does it have to be first round? Like, do we have to have it for tonight? Is that the name? Is that what we're doing? Just so I'm sure, just so I'm on board with
Yeah, Vontae Mack was not a third-round pick.
Okay, that's fair. So, I've kind of went back and forth on this.
Okay.
You know, I think Cooper DeJean, it's become basically, if you're mocking, you're Coopin'. Coop is everybody's. He's Schrager. He's Chef. I mean, he's everybody's mock now. I think he's dipped, and I think with the quarterback class, you know, sucking down some of the other talent with if they're taking five, maybe even six QBs before Green Bay picks. But I think I'm going to go back. I think offensive tackle, I think Bart, you know, all you know, the dude from Duke. There's a lot of guys that I think are going to be solid picks if that's where Green Bay goes. But I have to go back to where I started. I have to go back to when I watched a couple of Big Ten games and I saw a disruptive force. I saw somebody that forced the national champions to completely disregard throwing the football. They didn't throw the football for 2.5 quarters because of this guy. He was Vontae Mack against the Wisconsin Badgers in draft day. So I can't in good faith, even though I don't necessarily believe this is where Goody's going to go, for me, my post-it note of blank no matter what is chop, chop, chop like you're doing an onion. Chop no matter what for the Green Bay Packers tonight. That's what I'm looking for. My boy Chop Robinson, Penn State.
I love it. You and Kevin, man, you guys both have the courage of your convictions. He's your guy. He's been your guy for months. Chop.
Yeah, I've loved him. Jason, he tested well. I think the big question mark is he undersized? Is he going to be able to hold up? And now, especially you're in a 4-3, it's a little bit different, but I don't buy into any of that. Give me Grease Lightning with some power off the edge all day, every day. I know what that does to offensive tackles. I've seen what he's done to players that are at a high level on the offensive line. He has disrupted games, and I know his stat line is probably not dynamite. But, man, he is a disruptor. And can that be something that the Green Bay Packers could use? Yeah, pour me in, coach. I could use a little pork chop on my side.
Not pork chop. That was pork chop Womack. First of all, I love the callback to the Tito's campaign, pour me in, coach. Well done. Secondly, I feel like, and tell me if you feel the same way, it's so Cooper DeJean heavy that I almost feel like it can't be Cooper DeJean.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking the same way, which is shocking, but it's very upsetting.
So, I'm not my Vontae Mack is not Cooper DeJean either. Now, let me be clear. If they take him, I think it's a really good fit. They want a versatile guy in their secondary. They need help both at corner, at safety. He can play both. He's an Iowa guy. It all makes sense, which is why I just feel like it's not going to happen. So there are two guys that came for visits that are offensive linemen. And I'm a little bit torn, which I guess makes it a little bit harder to be no matter what. But there's Amarius Mims, the tackle from Georgia that we've talked about a lot on this show, who he only started 8 games for the Bulldogs. His first 2 starts were in the college football playoff of 2022/23. But the other guy that's intriguing, and he's a little bit the same in that he didn't play a ton in college, but he also came for a visit, started off at TCU as a tight end, is Tyler Guyton, the offensive tackle from Oklahoma, who also came for a visit. That, again, I don't know, and we saw this yesterday for both Dane Brugler and from Daniel Jeremiah, that if you want one of the top-end tackles, and both those guys are considered that, you're probably going to have to go up to get them. Now, is Goody willing to do that? I don't know. But the fact that they came in for visits, I don't believe that was subterfuge. Right? I think that they know they need a tackle, and they need to take a closer look at two guys that didn't play a ton during their college careers. So that's where I'm kind of, my brain is at. So my post-it note player is going to be Amarius Mims. Played at Georgia. They've taken a lot of Georgia guys, obviously. So
and Iowa guys.
Fact, right. So it's either Georgia and Iowa are apparently the two places Goody likes to go most. So my Vontae Mack, no matter what, is Amarius Mims, no matter what. All right, Jesse, who's yours?
I'll take the low-hanging fruit if you guys don't want it.
Kool-Aid McKinstry.
No, give me Cooper DeJean. Cooper DeJean, no matter what. If the number one ranked corner in most mock drafts is available that can also play safety, that's from a school that cranks out pro players that fit the Packers system great every single year, go for it.
How did the last corner from Iowa work out here?
That one was different.
That's your guy.
This is the makeup call for Josh Jackson. This is the makeup call for Josh Jackson, because that was supposed to be great, and it ended up not being great. Cooper DeJean, little more great.
Okay.
I feel great about it. Like, just looking at his stock hasn't plummeted since going to all the workouts like Josh Jackson's did, where he was projected top 10, and all of a sudden he just became a second-round pick, and you're like, what happened? Like, Cooper DeJean, because of an injury, has floated over a little bit. But that's why I think there's great value there, and Goody loves his value. And being, again, from the Iowa system, it just makes too much sense.
Yeah, I wonder, because so many people are caught up in the Cooper DeJean whole operation, is this going to be one of those cases, and it won't be to the same degree, but if Gutenader passes on him, and this cat goes on like T.J. Watt did, are we going to be sitting here in the same boat?
Uh-huh.
Are we going to be sitting here, well, Cooper DeJean would have been a pretty good pick instead of Mims.
Uh-huh.
Mims is sitting here struggling, can't even get out and play. Oh, look at him. He's got four picks for the Eagles. He just picked off Jordan Love in Brazil. What in the heck is going on?
Right.
I hope that is not the case, because I sense Packer fans, they're not going to be head over heels in love like we were with T.J. Watt, but I think we're fancying him pretty heavy. And if we pass on him, it's going to be similar, not to the same degree, but I can assure you we will be watching with one eye open. How's old DeJean doing? How's DeJean doing? And if he's a stud, oh, God, it's going to be on every blank in text and talk line and tweet line and everything else. Oh, boy, look at what DeJean's doing. So not that you should ever make decisions like that, like Putney and what's-his-face did in draft day, but that is going to happen if that is what Green Bay decides to do.
You pancake-eating so-and-so. You're right. He didn't play at Wisconsin, so it won't be as intense. But if he plays at a level commensurate with what... Ace, come on, man. It's not a documentary. Ace texting in from Stoughton.
Is there an Ace
the movie draft
in
day
Stoughton
sucks.
And we have an Ace
we
in
have
Mount
two
Rock,
aces.
Or am I
yep, we got a pair of Aces.
How do we have a... We got pocket Aces. All right. I didn't think we had that.
What do we get on the turn? All right, so those are our no matter what picks. Who's yours? The talk and text line, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. I won't stand for draft day slander. We're not allowing that. It is not an Academy Award winning movie, but
it's not Shape of Water.
It's applicable for today. It's definitely not The Shape of Water. 844-770-3776. Who is your no matter what pick for the Packers tonight in round one of the 2024 NFL Draft? We'll get to your texts coming up. Want to remind you, Gruber Law Offices, no matter what, when it comes to serious injuries and accidents. One call, that's all. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. Gruber Law Offices. Go to gruber-law.com to find out more about the firm, about everything that David does. You have pink ones? Pink post-it notes?
It's kind of like a salmon, really.
It is a salmon. Yeah, he's going to be wearing that to guarding against cancer events soon. If you put it right there, we can't see you at all.
That's all right.
Well, that might be improvement. Group of Loves is one call. That's all. 414-276-6666. I do not want to get complaints next time I interrupt you during a read. We will get to your post-it note picks next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Your no matter what guy, as the Packers get ready, scheduled to take the 25th pick in the 2024 NFL draft. What are you drinking there? What do you got on your chopped cup?
Tito's and juice.
Oh, I can't blame you to try and get through a show with me.
Seems
that
early.
Might be your beverage.
Oh, it's 9:45. Is that early?
It's 5:45 somewhere.
Don't you always find it funny? I always get a huge
kick out of
people.
Couch is on the clock.
You know, if you're on vacation, just for the record, I'm not drinking Tito's right now.
We know.
But, well, you have to be even uber careful, especially with teetotalers like you, Wildy. When you're looking at this, I always laugh because you go on vacation at 7 a.m. and nobody will just, well, some people will, but people love to get Bloody Marys because it makes you feel like you're not drinking.
You're
Let me tell you something. Bloody Marys, you're still drinking, guys, gals.
You are,
I always get it because most people, I like a good Bloody, but it's got to be super spicy for me to like it.
Sure.
So many people, I think, just do it because they wanna have a cocktail, but they don't want to be shamed. Bloody Marys are the walk of shame cocktail in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
That's my little take there.
Thank you.
Do you agree?
I was taking a phone call. I have no idea what you just said.
All right. Let's go. Wow. Good deal.
I'm doing a lot back here. I don't know. Hey, Josh, what are you saying? Like,
844.
That's my bad for trying to keep you involved in the show.
Well, do you want to hear from a new chef that wants to chime in or no? Like, that's what it comes down to. We got a new chef that wants to weigh in.
Oh, wow. We got a lot of chefs. There's a lot of cooks in the kitchen. All right. Let's start with Ricardo in Canada. He is very, very, very excited about
the draft. Energy's going to be great here. I can feel it.
Ricardo, good morning to our Canadian-Portuguese correspondent. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning, bon dia. It's draft day, everybody. Hope you're popping a few cool ones.
Go.
It's the greatest day of the year where everyone's a winner. Everybody's a winner today, boys. So,
except for the Bears.
The undisputed
Carolina
must-pick guy has to be absolutely, without a doubt, Cooper DeJean, and I'll tell you why. One, elite athleticism. This kid is great. Two, he does everything, outside, inside. And three, the one thing that he's going to do for this division, for this team that's been killing it, he is the tight end assassin. He's going to take care of Hodgkinson. He's going to take care of Komet. He's going to take care of LaForte. This guy is the next great white hope. You book him, you laugh, and you have a dominant defense for the next 3-4 years. And then you still have McKinley back there erasing everything against Byam. Boys, don't be the smartest guy in the room. Do the right thing. Take Cooper DeJean. He's the next great white hope. Let's go!
So, before you go, Ricardo, he's the tight end assassin. Is that the nickname we got, other than the great white hope?
I think so, because, listen, he's going to book him up. He's going to be what Micah Hyde was for us for those years, and we didn't appreciate it. Now we're going to appreciate it. Yeah. Now we know what we missed. Now we're going to have someone who's going to be like, this is your assignment for 10 years. Just take care of the tight end no matter where he goes. Don't worry about everything else. And then you play in the slot, he's going to blitz. He's going to cover. He's going to pick off balls in the flat and take it for pick sixes. Guys, this kid is amazing. He has elite athleticism. When was the last time we saw a white guy this athletic? Come on, man. Let's go.
I love the pick, and I even love it more after that pep talk.
Tight end assassin.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, tight ends
ties
have
into shooter.
Us.
Actually,
tight ends have killed us. They've been brutal.
They have, and it
we
is
need a tight end assassin.
And it's an important position in today's NFL, and that's why
the
Packers
way,
have a couple of
the assassin and the eraser. That's a heck of a safety tandem. If that's what you go with, I can get on board with those nicknames.
He's fired up, and I like it. And I would also say,
he started with a Boom Gia, which I liked. That's hello.
Is that hello? I used context clues to figure that out. 844-770-3776. Look, I don't want to speak for you. I don't think we are against, in any way, shape, or form, the selection of Cooper DeGene. Our point is that
too
when
easy.
Everyone is predicting him,
easy.
It makes you wonder if Goody feels the same way as everybody thinks he's feeling.
It's almost like, I'm not saying subterfuge, but it's almost like Goody and his team wants everybody to believe that DeGene is the guy. Mm-hmm. It fits a need. And maybe there's somebody else. When something's too easy and your pointer nose picks it up, there's probably something over here that you should be looking at, too. That's all I'm saying.
Or is that what they think everyone will think, so then everyone will
react? That's the beauty of subterfuge.
And then they end up taking Cooper
DeGene. That's the beauty of subterfuge. Yes.
Look, if they take Cooper DeGene, I am 1,000% on board, and not just because I can call Kirk Ferentz whenever I want. I love the fact that another Iowa guy, a guy who fits a need, it is a smart pick. All I'm saying is that I don't know the last time I've seen the Packers pick be like projected by everybody and their brother to be the same guy, other than Tausch, who has Chop Robinson. I just think that's all. And I'm leery of that. I'm not leery of the player.
It seems a little too streamlined.
Mm-hmm.
NFL ain't streamlined. It's not. There's stuff happening. We'll see how it all shakes out.
All right, let's take one more call because Jesse teased the fact that we've got another cook in the kitchen. Let's go to Chef Jeff in Utah. I needed him to be in a different location with the chef.
Second favorite state. By the way, Utah is my second favorite state.
What?
Behind Wisconsin. Yep.
Big national park guy, Tausch is. Let's see if Chef Jeff.
Great national parks.
You're waiting until today to do your power rankings of your favorite states.
I will rank later. What if we had somebody from Utah calling the show?
True.
I would have said this earlier.
Yes, and also Ed Helms sucks. All right. Jeff, good morning. How are you?
Wow. I've never had this kind of introduction before, but the great state of Utah with the Big Five is the most beautiful state in the United States. It's
a beautiful state.
It's gorgeous. Yep.
Jeff, I don't want you to put too much of your business out on the street, but if I may, are you a Wisconsin native who moved to Utah and you keep connected to your home state by listening to these two knuckleheads, me and Tausch, or are you a lifelong Utah? And what's your story?
Utah.
I fell in love with the West, driving out to Yellowstone maybe 35 years ago. And when the topography changed, I just fell in love when the land started flowing and the mountains started growing and the air was getting dry.
It was blowing
It was beautiful. And so I'm from Wisconsin out to Utah. So, no, not a native Utahan.
Well, we appreciate you streaming us out there. So, who's your guy? I don't know if there's a Ute or a BYU Cougar on your list, but who's your guy?
Well, if you just give me just one moment. My guy, which we will be celebrating tonight at a party that is featuring Irish coffee in Utah, okay, that's what we're going with tonight, is someone that is on a top 10 defensive team in the country. He, on that team, was a person that led the team in tackles, sacks, forced fumbles, and tackles for loss. He's the only prospect in the draft who led his team in all those things. He runs a 4.51. He's a football player. He's not a developmental guy. He's a football player. He's Edgerrin Cooper. He's the next starting line linebacker for the Green Bay Packers. VF. Wow.
So I considered putting him on my list. I don't think he lasts to 25. I don't think.
He might be. He might be available still in the second round, Jason. Actually,
okay.
He's somebody that's kind of all over the board a little bit. This would be a special pick. Somebody, and we also need, because I don't think Quay Walker is a guy. I could be wrong. That covers the tight end real well. I don't think that's his gig or his jam. But this guy is somebody that sideline to sideline that can stay with a tight end and play his first year. That's the other thing. I don't want to draft somebody like a tackle or something, and then we spend these 3 years to develop them.
Mm-hmm.
I want somebody to play this year for the Green Bay Packers. And if they don't get Edgerrin Cooper, Chop Robinson would be unbelievable with what they could do with that guy. He would not be a traditional edge player, I don't think, because he's not big enough to hold the edge. But what they could do with him, how they could use him with Jeff Hafley's defense, whatever that's going to be, might be pretty magical.
All right, so, Jeff, First of all, you're absolutely right. I don't know who I was thinking of when I said that. Edgerrin Cooper, according to Dane Brugler, who I believe writes the Bible of the draft every year, he's got him between the second and the third round. So it would be interesting if Goody saw him as a top 25 pick and took him in the first round. You're right about his resume. My only pushback is, how valuable do they see the linebacker position in the new 4-3, and what do they actually think of what Quay Walker can do in this scheme? Because if they think he can be a field-tilting player, then I don't know if they also take Edgerrin Cooper, right? If they think that. I don't know what they think. I've talked to Jeff Hafley once, and he didn't really tell us much. So it's an interesting pick. We'll see if it happens. 844-770-3776. Thanks for the call, Jeff. We appreciate you. And the Utah lesson as well. We'll get to more of your calls, and we'll get to the Green and Gold draft preview coming up. 844-770-3776 is the number. Make sure that if you have a pick, make sure you text it in so we can get to more of them today. Tausch, tell us a little bit about Lac La Belle quick, would you?
Oh, the birthplace of golf in Wisconsin. A rich history you'll feel when you arrive. Experience a round at the club at Lac La Belle. The historic course is open to the public 7 days a week, starting Sunday, May 5th. Schedule your tee time today at clubatlaclabelle.com. I scheduled my tee time. Got a couple groups going down there. We're going to have a great time. Always love going there because you feel like you're on a vacation for the day. And then when you get done, you don't have a five-hour drive. 45 minutes each way, Madison, Milwaukee. It's beautiful. You got a great event space if you're looking to host a big event. Again, go to clubatlaclabelle.com, where a historic past meets that vibrant future. Again, clubatlaclabelle.com.
Some of your no matter what picks next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
You're listening to Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Missed any of the show? Find us on Wisconsin On Demand wherever you get your podcasts. It's free, it's everywhere, and it's for you. Monday, not a sound.
If only it weren't draft day. We could delve into this Utah thing further and find out who's third and fourth and fifth on Tausch's state rankings, but we'll have to wait.
Jesse, yeah, what was the other thing I told you to write down? Because I just cleared my book.
Oh, no, you can't do that.
No, I did because I had a rewrite. I had all the draft stuff, and now that the draft is here, I've kind of done. Top seven picks, 167, whatever it is. Jesse, what was the other thing I told you to write down?
Wow.
Okay. Good deal.
All right, let's take one more call, and then we'll get to our draft preview. We'll sprinkle throughout the day your post-it note picks as we go on. Tausch has got Chop. I got Amarius Mims on my University of Oregon sticky note pad. Let's see who Tim in Hales Corners has. Tim, good morning. Thanks for holding, buddy. What do you got?
Fellas, how are you today?
We're great. How are you?
Good, thank you. So I've gone back and forth on this one a couple times, but I think what the Packers have to do and the guy they need is the left tackle from Arizona, Jordan Morgan.
Okay.
He can play right tackle, play left tackle. He can slide inside and play guard. The Packers value versatility. It's not the sexiest pick, but he allows the Packers to do a bunch of good things. He's 6'5", 325, and the offense they put at Arizona the last couple of years was some of the best offense in the college football league. Jordan Morgan is the guy the Packers need. It fills the need, and he's got great value.
And you would be happy, even though, as you aptly put it, not the sexiest pick.
Correct. But the sexiest pick isn't always the best pick, but it's the best. Well, I think it's the best pick for him. Because he gets value.
You know what's sexy?
And fills the needle, so.
You know what's sexy? And thanks for the call. You know what's sexy is a clean pocket where Jordan Love is making a dime throw because he can step into a clean pocket. Mm-hmm. That's sexy. How do you have clean pockets? By having good offensive line. That's how.
Jordan Morgan played left tackle and was a first-team All-Pac-12 selection last year and a team captain. Missed some time with a few injuries, but started as a true freshman. Is 22 years old. He'll be 23 in August. 6'5", 3'11", as a fifth-year senior. I have seen him. I think one of Mel's mocks had him as the pick early on. Mel, like everyone else, has gone the route of the Cooper DeJean pick. We'll see if that holds true. But Jordan Morgan is on the list. There's no doubt about that. All right, Tausch, we'll get to our green and gold draft preview, not game preview, to kick off the 10 o'clock hour. But you got to tell us about Kohler Services, where I think you suggested that Rob Domofsky get Kohler Services to renovate his bathroom, and then he could start doing his segments with us from his bathroom.
Yeah, it's a great time to do it. And you know what? Just looking, Rob's always painting. He's doing all this fun stuff. If you're looking to remodel your bath or shower, Kohler Services is the place you need to go. Family-owned business in Wisconsin. 150 years. Kohler is your Wisconsin manufacturer providing care for life. And this month only, pay zero interest for 12 months, and you get a free shower door with your Lugstone shower remodel. And those, you talk about sexy, Lugstone showers, oh, baby, they are sexy. Visit KohlerServicesWI.com to request your free quote, and with fast professional installation always included. Again, that's KohlerServicesWI.com.
The 10 o'clock hour starts with the green and gold draft preview next. It's Wilde and Tausch.